Hello everyone, welcome to Wordy Tales. Today we're going to explore a story about the dangers of making decisions in anger and the power of calm thinking when we're facing challenges. While we listen to the story, we'll also learn new words and how to make sentences with them. This will help us practice English in a fun and easy way. So, stay with us till the end. Once upon a time, in a faraway kingdom, there was a young king named David. David had just inherited the throne at the age of 25 after his father's passing. Growing up, David was guided by a wise teacher named Edward, who taught him not only about the world, but also about the values of kindness, patience, and wisdom. After his father's death, Edward became David's closest advisor, guiding him through the many challenges of ruling a kingdom. Edward was now serving as the kingdom's chief minister and David's trusted counselor. Everything in the kingdom was going smoothly, until one year, an unexpected food crisis struck due to a mistake Edward made in the weather forecast. In his frustration and anger, David, without thinking twice, ordered Edward, his own mentor, to leave the kingdom and never return. With a heavy heart, Edward quietly obeyed, leaving the palace and the life he had known behind. To start anew, Edward settled in a distant village, choosing a life as a humble farmer. Though he still had wealth, he opted for a simple life, connecting with the villagers and sharing in their daily struggles. Edward quickly earned the respect of the villagers, who came to him for advice on everything, from farming issues to resolving disputes. Meanwhile, back in the kingdom, David was struggling. He missed Edward's wise counsel, especially as he faced complex decisions on his own. Gradually, David began to realize that banishing Edward was a mistake, a decision made out of anger rather than thoughtfulness. Regret gnawed at David, and he decided to send out soldiers to search for Edward and bring him back. Days turned into weeks, but there was no sign of him. The kingdom was large and no one seemed to know where Edward had gone. Then David had an idea. Inspired by the clever methods Edward once taught him, David decided to test if he could find Edward's wisdom somewhere in the kingdom. He ordered his soldiers to send a letter and a clay jar to the head of each village. The letter instructed each village leader to return the jar filled with wisdom within a month. If they failed, they would need to fill it with precious jewels instead. The jar and letter reached the village where Edward lived, and the village leader, puzzled by the strange request, quickly went to Edward for advice. "Wisdom can't be put into a jar," Edward thought, and he knew the village didn't have enough jewels to fill it either. The villagers grew fearful, worrying they might be punished for failing to fulfill the king's strange request. Turning to Edward with anxious faces, they pleaded, "Please help us, you are the only one who can find a solution to this." As Edward calmly sat among them, he reassured the villagers, saying, "Hand me the jar, I'll make sure it's filled with wisdom by the end of the month." The village leader asked, "What do you plan to do?" Edward just smiled and replied, "I'm not sure yet, but with time, I'm certain a solution will come." The villagers trusted Edward's wisdom and left the jar with him, hopeful he would think of something. In the quiet of his farm, Edward pondered over the problem. Suddenly, he noticed a small pumpkin vine growing nearby. An idea sparked in his mind. Gently, he placed a tiny pumpkin inside the jar without cutting it off the vine. Day by day he watered it, and over time the pumpkin grew larger, filling the entire jar so that it couldn't be removed. Finally, Edward cut the vine, leaving the jar with the fully grown pumpkin inside. He sent the jar back to the kingdom, just as the king had asked. When King David received the jar, he was amazed to see it filled with a giant pumpkin. Smiling, he said, "Growing a pumpkin this large inside a jar is the work of a wise mind." Instantly, he realized this clever solution could only belong to Edward. Without hesitation, David prepared to set out personally, determined to find Edward, apologize, and bring him back to the kingdom. So don't make decisions in the heat of anger. Strong emotions can cloud your judgment and lead to regrets. And second, take a moment to calm yourself before solving a problem. A peaceful mind gives rise to clear thinking, helping you find the best path forward. Remember, wisdom often comes from patience and understanding. Today, we learned new words and sentences through this story. Remember, learning English can be fun when you practice regularly, so keep listening, learning, and growing. Make sure to like, comment, and share how this story helped you improve your English. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you in the next story.